Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. A pair of unscripted TV makers are uniting for a new venture, in part to boost Kentucky's profile as a great TV-making state. Learn what's up from Kellan Hall co-owner Dave Nall and Wrigley Media Group Chief Content Officer Ross Babbitt when they join me next. Also ahead, DC Zoo TV Course Act 1, while parent Warner Bros. Discovery deals with Roku and Tubi. Our classic trivia question, and we honor Laverne and Shirley star Cindy Williams, who passed away yesterday at the age of 75, in part through a very unique show to know. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presenting the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and other leading podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon, last day of January 2023. How about that? And this is the program all about TV's current and future. 38 degrees is half the hour here in New York. Yes, we're out of the 50 degree and plus range of the last week or so. Believe it or not, it was 55 degrees yesterday in the heart of New York City. Next couple of days, it's going to be between upper 30s, low 40s. And then around Saturday, we wake up to 6 degrees and we don't get beyond 20. However, the temperature goes up from there the very next day. Wonderful guests in store for you over the next hour, and we invite you to be interactive with them. How do you do it? You pick up the phone and you use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. Chat room is in business as well. It's SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the promo is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Screen, and other people have the opportunity to be interactive with you. Before we get to our guests and our news notes, I have a very special announcement. Originally, we were going to do 3 episodes this week, yesterday, today, Friday. However, we're going to do an unusual 4th episode, and it's going to be tomorrow at a special time. Why? Because we have a very special guest who rarely does live interviews. He is considered one of the top people in the world of nonfiction TV making. He is R.J. Cutler. He has won 2 Emmy Awards and a Peabody for his work. You may know him best as the Oscar-nominated producer-director of The War Room, which really broke the mold for political-minded documentaries. His latest work in television premieres this Sunday night on the MGM Plus Network, formerly known as Epix. It's called Murph the Surf. It's also executive produced by Brian Grazer and Ron Howard. R.J. Cutler will be with me tomorrow at a special time. Mark it down, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. That's 11 a.m. Eastern time, 8 a.m. Pacific. He will join us specifically quarter past the hour, and we'll do our news notes, other features in the first quarter hour. Then he'll join us, and we'll be with only one promotional break halfway through that interview. So be sure to join us tomorrow when R.J. Cutler from Murph the Surf and so much more joins us for a rare live internet radio exclusive interview here on Tomorrow Televised. As far as today's guests are concerned, we will get to them, Dave Nall from Maplewood, New Jersey, and Ross Babbitt from Lexington, Kentucky, after these news notes. Warner Bros. Discovery leads off this afternoon's segment with 2 developments. The company's DC unit has set the first stage of its new universe initiative. 5 TV series will be launched in this stage, 4 live action, the 5th animated. The live action projects are Peacemaker spinoff Waller, Space Police Saga Lanterns, not to be confused with Green Lantern, the famous DC character, Wonder Woman prequel Paradise Lost, and Booster Gold, all coming to HBO or HBO Max within the next year or 2. The tune is Creature Commandos, where monsters battle evildoers. 7 episodes are planned. Again, all these shows are either going to be on HBO, HBO Max, in the case of the animation, it may be on Cartoon Network or Adult Swim, and that will all be happening over the next year and a half. And there is more TV series to come in upcoming stages of this new DC Universe project. Meanwhile, Warner Bros. Discovery will deliver library content on channel and on-demand formats to Roku and Tubi this spring. Both venues present 24/7 showcases of episodes of Westworld, Legendary, Cake Boss, and other series out of production. Roku also gets 2,000 hours of on-demand content, while Tubi gets 225 programs on demand. Popular Fox Toon series King of the Hill will get a revival on Hulu. Co-creators Mike Judge and Greg Daniels will reunite to executive produce new episodes, joined by the Wonder Years reboot overseer Saladin Patterson, who was on this program when The Wonder Years made its reboot debut on ABC in the fall of 2021. King of the Hill launched on Fox in 1997 and ran for 14 seasons. Hulu's revival is expected to debut next year. Now, quickies. More than 53 million people watched Sunday's AFC Championship game, Bengals versus Kansas City, on CBS, the most viewed NFL conference title contest since 2019. As for the NFC Championship match on FX pitting the Philadelphia Eagles versus the San Francisco 49ers, only 47.5 million viewers were tuned in, down 5% from 2022. Next Generation Television Service is now available to some 2.5 million Boston households. CBS, ABC, ABC, Fox, PBS, and Television Innovation Boston affiliates are involved in the rollout. And Nickelodeon's annual Kids' Choice Awards will happen March 4th from Hollywood. Nate Burleson and Charlie D'Amelio will co-host. Again, that's the Kids' Choice Awards. That'll be on March 4th on Nickelodeon. Nowhere yet where there'll be simulcast on other Paramount-owned TV networks. That is News Notes for today. Today, we are uniting two major masters of unscripted television who are involved in a joint project announced earlier this month. One is Color Now. You may know them as the people behind the long-running Food Network series Chopped, the popular and Emmy-nominated America Says game show on GSN, which is on weeknights at 7:30 p.m. and elsewhere on the schedule, and Wrigley Media Group, which is based in Kentucky and currently has the popular syndicated courtroom series Relative Justice in daytime, now in its second season. Joining us live from Maplewood, New Jersey, the co-founder and co-owner of Color Now, we've had him on the show before, Dave Null. Dave, welcome back.
Oh, my gosh, Simon. It's so wonderful to be on the show. I just love your introductions. My favorite thing about this show is, like, the first 60 seconds, 2 minutes. It gets me so excited.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. It is a pleasure to have you back, and thank you for the great thoughts. And joining us for the first time from Lexington, Kentucky, the Chief Content Officer of Wrigley Media Group, Ross Babbitt. Ross, welcome in.
Simon, thank you so much, and I echo what Dave is saying. You introduced us so well, and really glad to be with you.
And Ross, we'll start with you, and thank you again for the thoughts, too. Why is Wrigley so big on having Kentucky be a major player in producing TV shows?
Well, if there's one thing I want you and your listeners to know is that Kentucky has the best tax incentive in the country. That's probably the headline. I started my career in New York City. I grew up in Ohio, moved to New York, worked there for 15 years as a producer, writer, showrunner type. And then worked on the network side, working for Scripps Networks, Food Network, DIY, HGTV, and now work for Wrigley here for about 5 years. And I had never been to Lexington, Kentucky before, and I moved here because Wrigley is owned by Mizzy Wrigley Miller of the Wrigley family. That's right, Wrigley Field and Wrigley Gum, et cetera. And she had this vision of planting a flag in Lexington, Kentucky, because she's also a huge equestrian horsewoman, and this is in the middle of horse country. It's gorgeous, and we drink a lot of bourbon. We have a lot of fun, but we also know how to make great TV. So we started this about 5 years ago and worked really hard to build up the kind of infrastructure of making TV and film here in Kentucky, and a big part of that was getting a tax incentive launched, which started January of last year, so just over a year ago. A new tax incentive that really does rival anything you'd see across the country. And as we like to say, if you like Georgia, you think Atlanta's great, well, come north up to Lexington. We've got it better.
Mm-hmm. Dave, you and your partner, Clive Keller, have done shows here in New York like Chopped. You do shows in L.A. like America Says. So you've been all over the place. What got you interested in partnering with Ross and his company?
We've shot, you're right, all over the place. We've shot all over the world. But first of all, Kentucky is gorgeous. We went to this brand new studio that they have in Lexington, and we shot a pilot there, same place that they've shot hundreds and hundreds of episodes of Relative Justice. And Ross is not lying. They're the best tax incentives in the country. It is really gorgeous there, and there's horses all over the place, and the scenery is amazing. And the bourbon is spectacular, if that's your cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. So how long did it take to put this venture together, and what's going to happen as a result?
It didn't take that long at all. We were working together on this pilot. First of all, Cleve and I have known Ross forever. I think the first time I ever met Ross was like 100 years ago. It was like back in the 1940s or something. So we've known each other a really long time, and Ross has always been one of my favorite TV executives. He's very smart, he's very straightforward, and he's just a good guy. He's an excellent human being. And when we were making that pilot, he introduced us to Mizzy Wrigley Miller, and Mizzy is just one of the greatest people I've ever met in TV. Like, absolutely unbelievable, so nice, so smart, and it kind of makes sense. Cleve and I like doing TV shows. We love doing formats, game shows, cooking competitions, doc formats. And, you know, right now in the unscripted space, I can break news here. It's going to be startling. Across the board, most buyers, not every buyer, but most buyers are looking to slightly lower costs, you know, a little bit lower. And so we went to Kentucky, and we found out about all these tax incentives. And as I say, we shot this gorgeous pilot with this amazing team. And it just seemed to make sense. Cleve and I love getting shows on the air. If we can create the same show and it's just as beautiful for less money because Kentucky really wants us there, why wouldn't we do it? And they're building this insane, awesome studio, brand new studio. I mean, it's half done now. We shot there. But it'll be done in, like, April. This insane, gorgeous studio. And so we just started talking. We were like, wow, we love it here. I want to come back as much as possible. How do we make this deal a little bit bigger?
And we'll talk more about this deal and about this new production studio that's going to be opening up in April and what kind of shows you'll be able to find there and where they will be showing up on your TV dial. We are speaking with the folks behind this new collaboration from Keller Knoll. You know them from Chopped and America Says and so many other more shows. Executive producer and co-owner Dave Knoll is with us. And from Wrigley Media Group, the folks behind the popular and now in its second season daytime court show Road of Justice, we've got Chief Content Officer Ross Babbitt. Dave is with us from New Jersey, Maplewood to be specific, and Ross from Lexington, Kentucky, and they're both with us this half hour here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Coming up, I'm with you live from New York. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04. My name. Again, tomorrow, we're going to be with you, special time, late morning on the East Coast, 11 a.m. specifically, and 8 a.m. on the West Coast, breakfast hour, and we will have as our special guest the Emmy and Peabody Award-winning docu-person. His name, R.J. Cutler. His new project for television begins Sunday night on Epics. Well, now it's called MGM Plus, and it is Murph the Surf, co-executive produced by the folks at Imagine, Brian Grazer and Ron Howard. R.J. Cutler will be with us. That's 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, tomorrow, exclusively here on Tomorrow Be Televised, and then back to our regular schedule Friday at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And coming up, by the way, in the next half hour, classic trivia question of the week. We have a special edition of our regular feature, Show to Know, which will also include a tribute to Cindy Williams, the former Laverne and Shirley star who passed away yesterday at the age of 75. And one of the shows to know we're going to highlight is the first show she did on television that you might not know about, and it just got on YouTube a few weeks ago. I think you'll be really surprised the kind of show it is and who she was joining forces with on that program. So that's coming up in our next half hour. Ross, tell us about the making of this studio, how big is it going to be, and the opening, and what can we look forward to coming out of there?
I appreciate it. So the story of it actually started a few years ago when we got a green light to make Relative Justice, and I needed somewhere to shoot it. So I looked at a ton of places around Lexington. We didn't have really a ready-made studio to shoot that show. And I looked at airplane hangars. I looked at, like, old trampoline parks, all indoor trampoline parks, all kinds of places that, you know, had the type of space to shoot our show. And I walked into this old movie theater. It's a standalone Cineplex that has 10 theaters in it. And it had been abandoned about 5 years ago. And, you know, it was one of those light bulb moments where all we have to do is pour a brand new floor. It already has the soundproofing. The air conditioning is in the right place, so that doesn't make noise. it's a ready-made studio, and that's where we started. So we renovated one of the theaters, turned it into a studio for Relative Justice, and then we've just been renovating and adding as we go. So what Dave was talking about, the new space that's fully renovated, opens in April, is going to have we're knocking down a bunch of walls to make three separate sound stages, 3,500 square feet, 4,500 square feet, 5,500 square feet, all 40 feet to the roof deck, all the wardrobe, support spaces, dressing rooms, green rooms, all everything you need to do a world-class production. We brought in a guy from the West Coast to consult with us to make sure that, you know, as we're attracting business from producers who work on New York or L.A. or Atlanta, that they are getting the amenities that they're used to seeing, and it all opens in May. So as Dave said, we have lots of things in the works. In fact, Dave, who I got to say is also a wonderful human being, him and Cleve are great people and really creative and fantastic producers. We've got a number of projects in the works, including a big shiny floor game show that we're taking out to the syndication market this year. So really excited for it.
Yeah. Is the studio, by the way, in Lexington proper? Is it outside the area? Where is it geography-wise?
No, it's right in Lexington. I mean, maybe 5 minutes from downtown Lexington. It's on what we call New Circle, which is the circle that kind of loops around downtown. So right in the heart of all of it.
You leave Lexington and then you pass, I don't know, like 75 or 125 horses, and then you're right there. It's right there after the horses.
So, Dave, once this studio is, with all these new sound stages is up and running, how does it impact your overall business? Will it be sort of like most of the new shows you develop from here will be in Lexington, or will you still look at, you know, doing stuff in New York, doing stuff in L.A., doing stuff around the country?
Well, the way unscripted TV works is you just kind of never know, right? It just totally depends on the show. But if you have a great studio show like Chopped or a great studio show like America Says, Lexington just happens to be a fantastic place right smack in the middle of the country. And so Cleve and I have had an amazing close to 2022 where we signed five or six new show deals. Who knows which of those will make it to TV, and who knows which of those will make it to TV and be shot in Kentucky. But we're hoping that a couple of them will. And then every single day we're trying to create what's the next Chopped, what's the next America Says, or what's the next Voice, or what's the next Got Talent, or the next Deal or No Deal, or the next Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Those are the things we kind of obsess over every single day, and hopefully we'll be able to get a bunch of those on the air and bring them to Lexington.
Yeah. Dave, when it comes to where the shows will run, are you looking more in syndication? Are you looking at the mega content services like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Peacock, et cetera? Are you looking at some of these new channels that are running on smart TV sets and smart devices, whether they're fast channels or on-demand, or looking at broadcast network cable and so forth?
Back in 2009 to 2013 or so, Cleve and I worked for Barry Diller, the legend, the icon. He started the Fox Network. He ran ABC. He ran Paramount Pictures. And he was absolutely amazing. And every moment with him, you know, was just the smartest moment I've ever had in TV. And he would say, there's always buyers. There's always buyers. There's always buyers in television. Whether, you know, since the explosion of cable ages and ages and ages ago, some buyers have drifted away, and now we've got these new places, obviously Netflix, Apple, Amazon, Hulu, and now like Tubi and Roku and places like that. So that we, you know, Cleve and I love selling TV shows, and we love getting our main goal is to get big, fun, family-oriented, brand new, colorful, gorgeous TV shows on air. Things that, you know, people want to watch again and again and can be on the air for 1,000 episodes and more than 10 years. And there's a lot of potential buyers now for stuff like that. There's still ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. There's still the CW. But now, as I say, of our new deals, a bunch of them have been major streamers. And then there's been some, we've had a couple new cable deals too. So it's, whether it's cable or streaming or syndication, there's a ton of content. I think there's going to be an explosion of especially unscripted content over the course of the next couple of years, because people really are looking to cut costs a little. And if you're a Netflix or a Disney Plus or an ABC or a Fox or a CBS or Discovery and their, you know, their new streaming behemoth, whatever that is going to be called, you're going to be looking for shows that are a little more inexpensive and yet are still splashy and fun. And, you know, I have three daughters, so we, Cleve and I, like to create shows where I can sit with my wife and I can watch, you know, with all three kids and my mom and my grandma, and anybody can enjoy it. And I think that's what you're going to see over the next couple of years on TV.
Mm-hmm.
In a moment, we're going to talk to both Dave and Ross about the current shows they have on the air and what is coming. And I promised that on yesterday's show, I would also get to Dave about a subject involving a game show trend that might be very... a little disturbing, but we're going to get into that in a little bit. And we are speaking with Dave Knoll and Ross Babbitt. Dave, of course, from Keller Knoll, and Ross Babbitt, the Chief Content Officer of Wrigley Media Group. Dave's credits with his company include the long-running Food Network series Chop, which is still on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock, and other, usually on most Tuesday nights throughout the primetime schedule on Food Network, and America Says, which is on 7:30 weeknights on Game Show Network, and also other times throughout the day as well, and evening. And Wrigley Media Group is the folks behind Relative Justice, which is the courtroom show now in its second season and produced in Lexington, Kentucky. And you're both with us this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon, I'm with you live from New York. Happy to have you aboard on this final day of January 2023. If you have a question or comment on many minutes with both men, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Ross, how is Relative Justice doing, and how is it sort of separating itself from all the other courtroom shows out there?
Well, thanks for asking. Yeah, no, it's doing really well. Into the second season, our ratings are up every week, year after year, year over year, and we're really excited. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but season three, I think we'll be ready to announce pretty soon. The show is about real families that have real life conflict with each other, so it's very relatable, right? These are real families, not actors, because some court shows tend to use actors these days. So we really want real families in there. And every argument is over some sort of money dispute between brother versus brother, mom versus, you know, daughter. And Judge Rhonda is the arbiter to decide what's going to happen. So, you know, the format is very familiar, much like Judge Judy and all these other court shows. But I think our secret sauce is that it's real-life family drama, and you can't make this stuff up. I mean, once you get, you know, as we like to say, we bring the drama from the dining room table into the courtroom. And, boy, they like to talk it out.
Oh, my gosh. If you're a court show fan and you haven't checked out Relative Justice, you must, because the new court shows from the last five, six years, Relative Justice is the best because it's all about families. And so every episode is splashy and funny and very, very relatable.
Mm-hmm. And Dave, America Says has turned out now to become the flagship show in terms of original games at GSN. It is playing all over the place. 7:30 is the major time for the new episodes. And you've weathered the storm of the coronavirus pandemic. John Michael Higgins is marvelous. He deserved that Emmy nomination. He may get another one again this coming year, hopefully. It just seems it is rolling along and getting more of a following every year.
Now I'm crying, Simon. Now you've made me tear up. Thank you very much. It's unbelievable. We're so shocked and we're so thrilled. JMH, John Michael Higgins, is definitely not only going to get nominated again for the Emmy, but he's gonna win. Like he was nominated, he lost to Alex Trebek. Obviously, you know, if you're gonna lose an Emmy to somebody, Alex Trebek is the way to go. But he's so good. He's crazy, crazy smart. And because he's smart, he's essentially producing the show in his head as he goes. And he's crazy funny at the same time. It is very hard to host a game show. It's deceptively difficult. but it's really hard to host a game show as well as he does it. And it's a great game. We love it. We're so thrilled. You're right. It is. It's really one of the big shows. Right now, the biggest show in the history of Game Show Network, which is nice, 540 episodes so far. And it just premiered on my birthday in 2018, so not that long ago. But we're honored, and as I say, John Michael Higgins will get that Emmy at some point soon.
Mm-hmm. And incidentally, last night's episode, there was a question with John Michael Higgins, and the way he responded to that question, I don't know if he knew it was going to happen in advance, but he seemed relatively shocked by it.
He did not know it was going to happen. It was legitimate shock. And what's crazy, when you create shows, all you want to do is create something that people watch and they remember and they enjoy. And so Cleve and I, we sold our first show in 2003, and for many, many years, people had never heard of any of the shows that we had created. But now that Chopped is a very well-known show, and now that America Says is a well-known show for game show lovers, certainly, what's amazing are moments where you have those crossovers. I was watching, I wasn't watching it, but all of a sudden one night, I got all these texts from everybody that said Chopped was a question on Jeopardy. It completely blew my mind. You know, one night at one point, I was watching Saturday Night Live, and all of a sudden there was a Saturday Night Live sketch about Chopped. I started tearing up. You can't believe these moments. Or when John Michael Higgins was on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, and he and Pat Sajak were talking about what a great show America Says is. It's weird moments like that you kind of just can't believe that happened. I'm just a silly kid from New Jersey. You know, we're literally Nowheresville, New Jersey, in farm country. And I just to create shows that people talk about is absolutely amazing.
Dave, I want to pop a question at you. Over the last month, we started this new feature here on this program called Something I'd Like to See, which is sort of a more personal kind of, here's some things I'd like to see television do, or TV networks do, or individual shows, that kind of thing. And the segment we had yesterday was inspired by this. When I grew up watching game shows in the 1960s and 70s and 80s, the super golden era of it, for the most part, if you were a contestant and you lost, you got a parting gift. You got a year's supply of turtle wax or a year's supply of Sarah Coventry jewelry or
it's the Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Right, the Roni. Yes, you have Vice Roni, the San Francisco treat, right. It seems that more and more now with game shows, especially the primetime game shows, that if you lose, whether you have terrible luck or you've been a contestant leading all the way, and you get overtaken by the other contestant at the end, you walk away empty-handed. When I saw Lingo, which I think is terrific, the new version, I don't know if you've seen the new version of Lingo on CBS on Wednesday nights. I think RuPaul is fantastic as a host. When one of the couples loses and he says, you walk away empty-handed, did you have fun? It just hit me like, why can't we reward these contestants? Why can't we bring the parting gifts back? Maybe like 3 months' worth of free Uber rides. Or the Encyclopedia Britannica or something like that. Your thoughts about that?
I totally agree. The reason why networks have kind of stepped away from any kind of prizes, it's rare now to see a show with prizes. And Cleve and I have tried to create wildly cool, awesome shows with prizes. But the reason why networks have kind of stepped back from them is because it's crazy hard. It's hard to get the prizes out there. It's hard to send them. It's hard to make sure people get them. It's hard to do the taxes, and there's all these tax implications. Mm-hmm. So you have shows like Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal that still do prizes all the time. But probably because they have an infrastructure in place, so many networks now have stepped back from that. That said, Cleve and I are dying to do a brand new show where there is prizes kind of all over the stage, and as you win, the prize level goes up, and they all start to light up, and you're hitting a button, and what are you going to get? We've pitched versions of that show in the past, and we're going to come out with another one because we just think first of all, you're right. All this stuff is cyclical. And that kind of thought right now of, oh, my gosh, I might go home with a new car, or, oh, I might just go home with a new flat screen, or I might go home with a new pool table, is so cool and fun. And if you could have all those prizes on this big, giant soundstage in gorgeous Lexington, Kentucky, it just seems like it would be a ton of fun. So, yes, we are. I would say you're going to start seeing a show or two with prizes in the near future because people haven't done it recently.
Yeah.
I just would love
back.
To see that if you lose, no matter what, you get something. I mean, for example, watching Wheel of Fortune, you're able to, however much money you accumulate, you still get to keep it, even though you come in second or third place. And if you,
especially,
if the wheel gives you problems with all the bankrupts and so forth, you still win $1,000.
Especially on a network like CBS, you wish like a couple could at least take home $1,000 or $5,000 or whatever. Totally. That said, I do think, just in case Rue is watching or listening, RuPaul's one of the greatest people I've ever worked with. Rue is just absolutely so talented and equally unbelievable. Cleve and I have managed to work with some absolute legends in the past or currently. Ted Allen is five stars. John Michael Higgins. RuPaul is just one of the greatest people I've ever worked with in show business.
And he is doing great with Lingo. It is, by the way, it's getting around 2 million viewers
so
top on CBS. It's being paid, paired with The Price is Right at 9 on Wednesday nights from 9 to from 8 to 10 o'clock. And I just think that, you know, whoever is doing the new version of Lingo, it's the best. It's the set design, the character, the computer generation of the Lingo boards, the way it works. It's terrific, and it's great for kids. It's great for particularly since we don't have password right now. It's a wonderful way to build your word power.
Absolutely. As I say, shows where you can watch with a 5-year-old or you can watch with a 95-year-old, that is really what a lot of buyers are looking for, and it's really a lot of what the audience is looking for. We all want to kind of be able to sit down. You know, earlier in the show you were talking about the NFL ratings. It's because whole families can sit down and watch it together. Survivor is still going along because whole families can watch it together. Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, Celebrity Family Feud, Celebrity Jeopardy, stuff like that. Shark Tank and Chopped and America Says. Shows where an entire family can sit down and everybody can play along and yell out answers at the screen. Or, you know, you're watching Shark Tank or you're watching Chopped and people talk to the TV. They're like, I think that guy's going to win. I think this lady's going to take home $1 million. Stuff like that. That's what we're all headed towards, and it's what we need right now as a country and as a world. That's what I say, at least.
And one more thing, Dave, before you go about America Says, about what Higgins does. I love the fact, and I think a lot of people do also, that caught on this, is that Higgins will interview the contestants. They will you spend 2 or 3 minutes learning about the teams, and you learn about where they come from, and everybody gets a chance with their say. They get their seconds of fame, and you get inspired. A lot of these teams are really inspiring teams. Either because of how
absolutely.
They come together, what they do, how they serve the community, how they serve the country, their fellow human beings. It's wonderful to see. And I think that's one of the reasons why America Says has done so well.
And that's him. He really cares about these people. He is so – he feels blessed that this opportunity happened, as I do too, by the way, and that the magic all kind of came together. And so he really wants to kind of welcome these people and meet them and say hi to them. And also, obviously, he's so brilliant that the two main places he gets his comedy are, A, from when they say wrong answers. Obviously, it's amazing. And then, B, their personalities. So the more he gets to know them, even behind the scenes, before we start the show or during commercial breaks, the more JMH gets a chance to meet these people and hang out with them, the funnier he is. And that's the whole goal of the show. We just want people to yell out answers at their TV as, you know, play along as we go and laugh, laugh, laugh.
Wrigley Media Group. Their current series on the air in syndication is Relative Justice now in season 2. It's on TV stations all over the country. So check your local listings for the station in your area and when it plays. Some stations play one episode a day. Some play two, back-to-back. And if you want to know more about what Wrigley is doing, not only with this venture and Relative Justice, but other projects as well, go to WrigleyMediaGroup.com online. It's WrigleyMediaGroup.com online. And don't forget, Keller Knoll has a lot of different programs all over the dial, including Chopped, who's on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock on Food Network. Foodnetwork.com has all the details. And, of course, America Says, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, plus other times as well on GSN or Game Show Network. GSN.com is where you go. Dave Knoll, Russ Bannett, thank you both very, very much for coming on the program. Congratulations on this new venture. We'd like to definitely have you both back when the shows start coming on, and all the very best with it and your project separately as well. It's been a great time having you on.
Thank you so much, Simon.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Simon. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Dave and Ross. Take care. Of a super rest of your week.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Dave Knoll from Keller Knoll, Ross Babbitt from Ridley Media Group joining us live from Maplewood, New Jersey, and Lexington, Kentucky, respectively. Coming up next, classic trivia question of the week, and then a special show to know that includes a tribute to Cindy Williams. After that, well, other things maybe too. And we'll get to all of that after we pause at the bottom of the hour, after the bottom of the hour, actually, for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, tunein.com. Together, reaching over 75 main listeners around the world every month and growing. Check out one of the most popular music shows in all of radio, the Independent Music Showcase on BTR, tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, the Independent Media Showcase, right here. That's on BTR, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio. And remember, best BTR 24/7 on YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half, minus a little bit, of Tomorrow Be Televised on this final day of January 2023. Simon Alba, I'm with you live from New York. Question or comments in our remaining minutes, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Time for now for our classic trivia question of the week, and we are still trying to become get our fourth winner of the year, fourth in the last 5 weeks, and it could be you if you know the answer to this question. And if you are first with the correct answer by email, you win the brand-new book, 7 Ways to Become a Famous Doctor by Roland Perez, one of the hosts of America's Health Journal. It's the PBS program. It's also a 24/7 service available on many smart TV sets, smart devices, and multi-channel bundles. Here's the question. 77 Sunset Strip was Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.'s first TV series, live-action TV series, as star or co-star. What was his last? 77 Sunset Strip co-star, or I should say 77 Strip Sunset Strip. I'll say it again. 77 Sunset Strip, got the tongue untied there, was Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.'s first live-action television series as star or co-star. What was his last? Couple of hints. It was a reboot of a very popular Walt Disney TV series in the late 1950s. It was presented on a network other than broadcast television, and Zimbalist was the co-star for the first season only because of where it was produced. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and your mailing address along with the answer, so if you win, we get the prize out to you as soon as possible. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook is Simon Applebaum. Twitter, UBC Simon, TWBT. So see if you can get your answer in today. If not, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and Twitter. And once again, if you are a previous winner or you are a previous guest on this program, you are not eligible. Finally, one more time, the question. 77 Sunset Strip was Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.'s first live-action TV series as star or co-star. What was his last? Email me with the correct answer, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, in order to play in and win, you got to play in to begin with. So do so, and all the very best. And if you haven't heard our announcement that we gave in the first half hour just joined us, I want to let you know that tomorrow we have a very special guest at a very special time. The award-winning nonfiction producer R.J. Cutler will join us. His latest work as executive producer and director of a television project is Murph the Surf. It premieres this Sunday, February 5th, formerly known as Epix, now known as MGM+. Other executive producers involved, Brian Grazer and Ron Howard. R.J. Cutler will join us tomorrow on a special edition of our program at a special time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. That's 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, exclusively here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker and TuneIn Radio, then later presented on all of our podcast destinations and our website, tomorrowbetelevised.onpodium.com. R.J. Cutler, it promises to be a very terrific interview, and I hope you join us. And by the way, he will take your questions and your chat room reaction as well. We will start the show with news notes, classic trivia question, and maybe a feature or two, and then R.J. joins us quarter past the hour, and he'll stay with us for most of the rest of the episode, which will end at 11:45 Eastern, 8:45 Pacific. Again, the start time is 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. And now it's time for a feature we haven't done in a while. It's a show to know, where we highlight a program, sometimes two, which we think you want to know more about. And you might not know about because the show is not well marketed or publicized or gets under the radar screen of critics and journalists and public relations people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Today, we're going to showcase two programs, one which premiered last night on Freeform, and the other is a show that you might not know about, but it features someone who passed away yesterday, the star of Laverne and Shirley, Cindy Williams. A lot of people think that Cindy Williams got her big break in the movie American Graffiti before she did Happy Days in her character of Shirley, and then, of course, the great partnership with Perry Marshall on Laverne and Shirley, which she was part of for most of its run on ABC. However, she did do a television series that happened before Happy Days came on, a few years before. So we'll tell you about that, because that series is now available on YouTube. It actually became available a couple of weeks before Williams passed away yesterday. The first show we want to tell you about is a program that premieres, I said, last night on Freeform. It's called The Watchful Eye. It was produced here in New York by Ryan Seacrest Productions, and it's a mystery-thriller combination. It's all about a woman named Elena Santos, who's played by Mario Molina, who's already getting great reviews. She was in the former ABC series Promised Land that was on last year. And she plays a live-in nanny who gets involved with a very affluent family in Manhattan and learns in quick fashion that everybody in the building that she lives in has very, very mysterious secrets and ulterior motives behind those secrets. And what they don't know, however, is that our heroine also has some secrets. It's sort of like a, remember Rosemary's Baby? Remember all the people in that hotel in New York that all had these crazy secrets from Ruth Gordon on? Well, similar kind of deal. It's already getting very good reviews, and you can find the series on Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on Freeform. Again, the show is called The Watchful Eye, and I have a hunch that Mario Molino is going to end up being on a lot of lists for top new talents in television this year. Again, the program is called The Watchful Eye, and it premiered last night on Freeform. It's on Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on that channel. So check your local listings for where Freeform is available in your area on cable and satellite. In other places, it's also available on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles, one of the ABC family of television and Disney family of television services. More details about the program and the service online, go to freeform.com, freeform.com. Cindy Williams, who passed away yesterday at the age of 75, was a marvelous actress, both comedy and drama. Laverne and Shirley was her big TV highlight. She did other TV shows, by the way, with the people who did Laverne and Shirley at Paramount Television when it was on ABC. She also did some wonderful dramatic performances on episodic television. One of the most notable ones was playing a very unfit parent on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. You always see that episode playing on USA Network, other places as well. It's a marvelous episode, and she did a wonderful performance. One of her last ones, by the way, on series television. However, back in 1971, before she did American Graffiti, Cindy Williams was part of an unusual group of players on an unusual comedy variety series called The Funny Side. It was on NBC in the fall of 1971. It starred Gene Kelly, and the idea was every episode would showcase a slice of life as seen through the foibles and the eyes of five couples. One was a youthful couple, which was played by Cindy Williams and Michael Lembeck. Another was a sort of working class couple, played by Warren Berlinger, in part. One was a wealthy couple, played by the wonderful comedy team, both on and off camera, of Dick Clare and Jen McMahon. Another was an old couple, played by Queenie Kelly and the marvelous character actor Burt Mustin, who lived to be over 100. He was an amazing actor. You saw him on many an episode of Dragnet, other shows, both comedy and drama. One of the great character actors of the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. And finally, the couple of color, played by John Amos, later to be in Good Times and other shows, and Teresa Graves, later on Laugh-In, and also the series on ABC, Get Christy Love. So every episode, the funny side would tackle a topic like consumerism, like, you know, home life, and so forth. And it would be done through comedy sketches and music and dance numbers. Gene Kelly was involved both as performer and as host. The show was put together by the great comedy team of Bill Persky and Sam Denoff. They were two of the Greek comedy writers on the Dick Van Dyke Show. They co-created Batgirl, which had a 5-year on ABC starring Marlo Thomas. Bill Persky later on did Kate and Ally. And we had Bill on the program years ago when he did a wonderful book called My Life is a Situation Comedy. He was so good on our program when we did it as a half hour that we had to bring him back a few weeks later as an hour-long guest. And we couldn't get everything we wanted to with him because he was just so marvelous. He was just fantastic, one of the best guests we have ever had on this program. Unfortunately, the funny side faced stiff competition from what was on CBS and ABC at that time, and the show was canceled after 4 months on the air. However, I'm happy to say that before Williams passed away, a few weeks ago, a number of episodes of the funny side, at least 3 or 4, showed up on YouTube, plus clips from other episodes, also a clip of the theme song, both the opening and closing credits, and Cindy Williams in an interview with the Archive American Television talking about her breakthrough on The Funny Side. And you can catch all of that at YouTube.com. It's one of those unsung shows that deserves a repeat look, and I hope you get it through YouTube. So thank you, YouTube, for making The Funny Side available, and whoever had the show for making it available, and also that it came out before Cindy Williams passed away, so if she had an opportunity to see it in her remaining months of life, she was able to see it, and that's a really great thing. So, again, our shows to know today, The Watchful Eye, Monday nights on Freeform, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, freeform.com, and The Funny Side, which is a wonderful breakthrough show for Cindy Williams before she did Laverne and Shirley and other TV projects from 1971. You can catch at least 3 or 4 episodes on YouTube, other clips as well from various episodes, and Cindy Williams' own thoughts about The Funny Side and being on that program and working with Gene Kelly in her interview with the Archive American Television. And that's also available at YouTube.com. And that will do it for this edition of Tomorrow Be Televised. Again, thank you to our fantastic guests, Keller Nall, co-owner Dave Call, and the chief content officer of Ripley Media Group, Ross Babbitt, joining us respectively from Maplewood, New Jersey, and Lexington, Kentucky. Dave Nall, Ross Babbitt, thank you both very, very much, and thank you for your great thoughts about how we introduced you on the show today. And I have a hunch that as they get this collaborative venture going, we will have them back sooner rather than later, sometime before the end of this year. Remember, tomorrow on Tomorrow Be Televised, we are on with the brilliant Emmy Award-winning, Peabody Award-winning nonfiction TV producer and director, R.J. Cutler. His latest work for television premieres this Sunday night on MGM+. It's Murph the Surf, the true crime documentary series that's also executive produced by Brian Grazer and Ron Howard. Be aware of the start time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. That's 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And then we are back Friday at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on our simulcast partners, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. If you came in late on today's episode and you want to catch up on episodes you missed, including all of our episodes this past month, first month of 2023, go to our homepage right now. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And, of course, all of our episodes are on 24/7 on all of our great podcast affiliates like Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spreaker Podcasts, TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio's Podcast Network, Spotify, Podbine.com, Acast, and other great locations. And if there's a podcast site that doesn't make our show that you'd like it to, let them know, let me know, let me know the contact, and we'll get into action. We're still waiting word about whether or not we can get on Westwood One and Cumulus Media's respective podcast channels. Keep your fingers crossed. It's looking good. And remember, you can also check us out 24/7 on our wonderful website, which is tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. That's tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com, hyphen between the words, Tomorrow Be Televised. And I want you to know that later this week we're going to be speaking with Guitarist Vegas, our wonderful contact at On Podium, about expanding our relationship. We're going to see if we can do that. There's a couple things I'm thinking about for 2023, and we'll talk to Guitarist for the end of the week about all of that, maybe more. We will see. And I hope you do check out On Podium. It's a wonderful location with other great shows beside ours as well. So do check out our fellow shows that are running On Podium, as well as all our other great podcast platforms. As always, we really appreciate you, and we love hearing from you. We want to hear from you about what you think about our guests, about our topics, and general thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going, 2023 and beyond. How do you do that? Number of ways. You email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's also how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. Once again, the question, 77 Sunset Strip with Ephraim Gimbles Jr.'s first live-action TV series as star or co-star. What was his last? If you email me the correct answer, you will win the great new book, 7 Ways to Become a Famous Doctor by Roland Perez of America's Health Journal fame. Again, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And you can also use that email for our show, No Feature. Is there a TV show that you like watching and doesn't get enough attention from anybody? Well, we want to hear from you. And if we use your thoughts on the air, you, not me, you, get the credit. So again, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can also reach me on social media, LinkedIn and Facebook at Simon Applebaum, and Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's LinkedIn and Facebook at Simon Applebaum, and Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. However you communicate with me, I communicate back with you within 24 hours. That's our promise to you. Why? Because, as always, what you say matters, now more than ever. The views expressed are those of the participants. They are not say those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Tell is BTR's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website service provided by On Podium, the Internet's great new podcast outpost. Guitarist Fakus is our web coordinator. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Tuesday and your January. We are back tomorrow with the wonderful documentary and nonfiction producer R.J. Cutler, whose new series, Murph the Surf, premieres Sunday night on MGM+. Be with us tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, all of our podcast affiliates, and our great website, onpodium.com. And remember, whatever you're doing between now and then, please make it safe and make it the greatest it can be. You deserve it. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.